Thank you for calling customer service. This is Ulysses speaking. How may I assist you?
Ulysses, I have on my credit card bill a charge for something I didn't order from your company. And I didn't receive anything in it. I didn't order anything. And I put it in dispute with my credit card company. And I just wanted to advise you of that.
Absolutely, sir. I'll be more than happy to go ahead and assist you and notate the account for you. Can I have the zip code?
18660.
And can I have your name?
Robert DeLuca, DELUCA.
You said DULACK?
No, I'm sorry. DELUCA.
Oh, DeLuca. Thank you, sir.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Ulysses.
And when was that charge made, sir?
May 1st, and it was posted on May 2nd.
All right, and is there by any chance that it could have been, the purchase could have been done under another name?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. And Mr. Robert, what about Bob? Does Bob DeLuca ring a bell?
Yeah, it could have been Bob, yes.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. And can you verify the mailing address?
95 Sandy Beach Road, Wapalapan.
Thank you. Okay, sir. So what I'm showing down is back on May the 1st, you had went online and tried to win a free Dyson vacuum cleaner. Which is actually a sweepstakes that it does put you in. Give me 1 second. Is an entry contest to win that. And it's billed each and every month. And it looks as though the last billing was on May the 1st.
Yep.
So that's what I'm showing that had transpired. It was for a contest to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Okay, I didn't remember that.
Okay, well, I will go ahead and notate that. And I now, if you want to drop the dispute, you will have to have your bank call us, and then we can go ahead and talk about doing a refund if you want to drop the dispute. Okay?
No,
I'm the dispute is in there.
Okay, well, I will. Absolutely. So I will go ahead and notate the account that you're calling in just to go ahead and notify us of that, and that you and also go ahead and cancel any billing going forward. Is that correct?
That's correct. Cancel any billing. Was that $59 for 1 month?
Yes, sir. I'm showing for May the 1st.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So does he think we need to pay that $59?
Do you think we need to pay the $59? I mean, we
I'm showing down that it was paid back on May the 1st. So I'm showing that payment was already made on May the 1st. So there's no additional payments that need to be made.
Yeah, but we don't want to make that payment even.
This is Bob's wife, Elaine.
Hey, how you doing, ma'am?
Frank. Bob had no idea that to enter a contest, he would have to pay $59 a month, ongoing. What goes on every month? You mean every month you're entered into a contest and you have $59 for that?
Yes, ma'am. So each month you are entering the contest to win various different prizes.
He wasn't aware that entering the contest would have cost him $59. So we're not going to pay the $59. We would like you to tell when the credit card company contacts you and says, we have this in dispute, we would like you to say, okay, they do not owe us $59. We'd like you to negate that $59 charge for May 1st because we weren't aware that there was a charge for entering a contest for a free vacuum. We had no idea that there was a charge to do that. So we're asking you, we are asking you not to enter in any months going forward, and we're asking you to return the money that you were paid on May the 1st.
Yes, ma'am. So as I was telling him a little bit before, so I went ahead and canceled you out of the competition, so you're no longer eligible to participate in that, and you will not be billed going forward. However, the charge on May the 1st, as we were discussing, you did state that you went ahead and put in a dispute. And with that being said, we are unable to do anything about the charges from this moment. That's why I was saying, if you don't want to put in a dispute, you can speak with us about returning the funds. But since you already had the dispute, we're unable to assist. So when the bank does call us, we will have to talk with the bank about the dispute and see if it's a valid charge or not. But go ahead. Yes, ma'am.
If you'll credit back the $59.90 on the credit card, we'll call the credit card company back and we'll tell them to take it out of dispute. But are you what I'm going to do? When we get the documentation from the credit card company, we're going to tell them that just what you said, that you're willing to return the money, but you need to wait for the paperwork to come in from the credit card company. Is that accurate?
Right. So what needs to transpire is you can either have the bank call us and we can go ahead and speak with them and go ahead and speak with them about doing the refund. But other than that, there's nothing that we can do with you all since you all disputed it already. We have to speak with the bank.
I understand. So if we call our company back after we hang up and ask them to phone you to talk to them about this, that would be okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Who should we ask for when we tell the bank to call you?
Any representative will be able to assist you.
Okay. Thank you. That's what we'll do. We'll keep it in dispute and advise the bank of what you said.
Absolutely. And did you have any additional questions?
No, I think she hit a...
And give me one moment just to go ahead and get your confirmation number for this being canceled out, okay?
Yep.
Okay, so really quickly, just for your records, I have C.S. and Charlie.
Say it again.
C.S. and Charlie.
Yep.
920.
Mm-hmm.
686.
Okay.
251.
Okay, it's C920-686-251.
Yes.
Yes, and your name is Ulysses, right?
Correct, yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, right. I think we're good to go here.
All right, well, thank you for calling in to customer service. You have a wonderful day and you take care.
You as well. Thank you.